Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
National Committee says Google suppressed millions of election-related emails just last month. And the GOP is now exploring legal options to stop what it calls a clear pattern of bias.
The RNC is accusing Google of marking more than 22 million emails as spam, including 358,000 get-out-the-vote messages. Now, take a look at this chart provided by the RNC. It shows the percentage of messages successfully delivered to Gmail inboxes from February to September of this year. As you can see here, the rate dips to 0% at the end of each month. Now, look at this. On September 28th, Google marked more than 3 million RNC emails as spam before that number surged to nearly 10 million on each of the next 2 days. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel telling me, quote, "We are less than 40 days out from Election Day, and important get-out-the-vote emails to our opted-in voters in states that have already started early voting are being systematically sent to spam." She says, quote, "Big tech bias is undermining the democratic process," and said the RNC is exploring legal options to put an end to this clear pattern of bias. But
so what have we learned in the last 2 days? What is happening is what I've predicted for a long time. And I think we got maybe half a decade left, like tops. They're going to cancel our candidates. We are not going to be allowed to participate fully or at all, really, in elections. And that's going to present a tremendous problem, Lee. I mean, When you look at the numbers for the Democrat Party, over 80% of their emails went through. And Google said, well, no, it's not partisan. It's just, keep in mind, these are people opted in, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, shame on the RNC too, okay? Because this happened in the 2020 election. It cost them over $1 billion in fundraising resources. That's a massive trough. And they didn't sue. I mean, this is the thing that kills me. Why don't we sue? The Democrats would never put up with this. Well, now the RNC, belatedly, we wait to what? What is this? October of an election year? It's like, yeah, we think we'll sue. Well, what have you been doing till now, though? You know, I realize taking on Google is a massive matter, but letting them do this to you in the 2020 election without a suit, there's no way the Democrats would have put up with that.
No, there's not.
Let's put it all together, because I did the Battleground podcast on this yesterday. I called it the Dragnet, because there are so many censorship programs going right now. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats have outsourced, as has the federal government, which has really become part of the Democrat Party, outsourced censorship to such a degree to the private sector that we are literally being quashed under it. And that dragnet is closing very, very quickly. And it is absolutely 100% as effective as if the government had just banned speech.
You know, that's where the real collusion is going on.
I mean,
you know,
we heard the word
collusion during the Trump administration, which there was not any. There is collusion here. It is the federal bureaucracy colluding with social media because their like-minded individuals are at the controls of social media. So they are colluding together to suppress the Republican vote.
It's actually worse than that, because you have actual federal bureaucrats censoring people, but they have a cutout called the Project for Election Integrity. And all they have to do is file a ticket. So if you're with the Department of Homeland Security and you want to censor me, as Facebook did when I correctly pointed out, using the Department of Homeland Security's own figures, that Joe Biden had let just shy of 4 million illegals into this country since he took office. Again, that is a Department of Homeland Security statistic. Bureaucrats, we learned from the New York Post and from John Solomon, at Just the News. I mean, I still can't get over this story from yesterday. Bureaucrats at the Department of Homeland Security can just decide they don't like me saying that, fill out a ticket, file it with that Democrat nonprofit group, and I get censored on Facebook. I do another turn in Facebook jail. I have my post marked as fake when it is absolutely true, real and indisputable. And so the same agency that puts out the stats is now censoring me for telling you because it hurts the Democrats. And I mean, Lee, when you consider that not just does the Department of Homeland Security have the ability to write these tickets, we found out, but so does CISA, which is a cybersecurity agency, and so does the Democrat National Committee, that's the head of the Democrat Party, and the NAACP, and Common Cause, which is a hardcore left-wing group. Everybody censored is conservative. 22 million posts gone. 20 news agencies automatically censored, downgraded to less than 2%. That's the extent of the downgrading. It could go to 30%. You know, people just not being able to see it. Fox News is one of these organizations now. John Solomon is one of these organizations. Mm-hmm. The only people who got, as in, you know, John Solomon got this correct, got Russia collusion correct, they're not allowed to talk anymore. And then we have the Shepard censorship program by the FBI. We learned about that the week before. They surveil you for what you put on Google. I'm under surveillance now because I wrote the very thing that'll trip it. I know I am. You get sent to the local office. Hi, guys. Good morning. Just love to know what you found in my stuff. How you surveilling me? What are you going on my phone? Read in the New York Post. You got a comment on that? I mean, but Lee, knowing this, my husband and I are careful what we say around our house. We are because we know they're surveilling us. I read it in the New York Post. But you wouldn't read on Facebook since the New York Post is one of the outlets censored on Facebook. I mean, I wrote the very thing on social media. So of so many of you, now that will get you referred to the FBI and they put you under surveillance. The Post did not say what the surveillance is. By the way, that's from FBI whistleblowers. None of that is illegal, by the way. Nothing I have done or any of you have done is illegal. You've just questioned your government. There's nothing more American than that. Left does it all the time. So, but if you're on the right, you question your government, it's a problem.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
it's a threat to democracy.
It's a threat to democracy. So, Lee, I mean, you put all these programs together and the fact that we now have the RNC can't even mail out fundraising and organizing emails that people have opted into.
Yeah.
We are, what, one election away from being so canceled? We are simply, there's only one party system. There's no other party. I mean, you can't. If you can't see a Fox News article, how are we going to hear about the next presidential election? They've already de facto canceled our candidate. Trump's done. He's canceled. I mean, he's not coming back. If he runs, he's going to have to run canceled. Our leadership accepts that. It's okay with them. So they've gotten so bold because the GOP leadership has allowed them to do this. They're now, I mean, they're Google's taking out our fundraising emails. Google's taking out our organizing emails, our canvassing emails are gone. Need volunteers at headquarters? Good luck. Might want to pick up the cell phone and call because your email's not going through. And they just laughed. They just laughed at us. But you know what? It's the RNC's fault. I mean, where has Ronna McDaniel been for 2 years? What does she do? Her nails? I mean, what is this woman doing? We knew this happened in the 2020 election, and you did nothing. You could have sued this spring. You wait till you get the report on your emails from September. I mean, listen to how bad it was. They're not getting through. Oh, well, I guess it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to sue now. Well, good luck with that. How is that going to take? 2 years? What about a lawsuit for the censorship of Fox News and all that? I mean, is our side ever going to fight back or no? We're just going to go quietly into that dark night, I guess. I guess it's a plan. And I love these texts I get from people. Well, it's time we fought back, you know, George Washington style. No, it's not. No, we haven't done even the simplest things. Like sue in court, you know, the thing called court. That thing. We don't have a right to fight back. Not physically. We haven't earned it. That is supposed to be reserved for when there's no other recourse, and we aren't there. And that's our fault.
That's a good point.
We're not there. We haven't earned the right to do that. We would not be in the right.
I hear those that are wanting to, figuratively speaking, take up arms.
Oh, well, I mean, it is a majority of Democrats and Republicans think civil war. And I'm like, well, you haven't even come close to exhausting your options under the law. Not even close. Yeah.
And we haven't even done the things, and we collectively, I'm talking about Republicans, yeah, conservatives, have not done the things that Democrats have already done in defense of their stances.
Texter writes, what court would you fight back in? What legal system is not corrupt? Well, no, I mean, I would tell you, to his credit, Alan Wilson is doing a bang-up mm-hmm. job as yep. attorney general. He is involved in so many suits trying to stop the Biden administration, and I would tell you the Fourth Circuit.
Yeah.
I mean, our state courts, our federal courts, yes. You do not want to fight in the D.C. court. That system is gone. That is no longer an American, recognizably American court system. But we still have federal court systems that are. And we have won, and we are notching wins in those systems. We just notched a social media win, in fact. But we need it to. We need more of it. So just to say, oh, we give up, we can't in our court. No, we are winning. We are winning in court when we fight. When we fight, we have to fight. We haven't done it yet. So, I mean, I shake my head why people complaining.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So, Matt Walsh, famous YouTuber, got a hold of a video clip, created it internally. Nobody's spying on anyone. It was a meeting of a transgender clinic, and they were talking about how a single phalloplasty, which is creating a penis for a girl after she has a hysterectomy. And they're not talking about adults, okay? They're talking about minors, minor children. Cannot consent, cannot get a tattoo, cannot enter into a contract of any kind. They're too young. They would need a parent representing them. Cannot drive, cannot join the military, cannot do any of those things. But they can have their ability to reproduce taken away for life. How a single phalloplasty could fund a gender clinic. Just phalloplasties alone are so expensive to create a penis on a minor that and attach it, that those surgeries alone could keep the whole clinic running. There's profit motive there. So we got a hold of the video. This was an internal video, and there was another video of the same doctor at the same hospital saying, oh, by the way, if you religiously object to this, then you need to shut up, basically. That's perfectly legit journalism. 60 Minutes does it all the time. The sting operations, what made them famous. But now they want an FBI raid. They want Matt Walsh raided for sharing it on Twitter. Because this has become the new reflexive policy of the left. If you put something out that we don't like, then we're going to need your home raided. Okay, that is Kristallnacht type stuff. That is Stasi stuff. That is East Germany kind of stuff. And it's becoming normal. The American Medical Association just wrote a letter copied to Big Tech and the Department of Injustice asking for censorship, deplatforming, criminal investigation, and prosecution of journalists who question the orthodoxy of doing a hysterectomy on a minor, of doing a mastectomy on a minor who does not have cancer, of gender transitioning a minor who otherwise cannot consent. Radical gender surgeries for minors. We're not talking about adults here. We're talking about minors, not that it would matter. Saying that public criticism is disinformation and should be pursued as a crime. Okay, what part of the Constitution these guys don't get, I don't know. Someone should introduce them to the First Amendment. So this is a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland. Now, this has happened before. Remember when the left decided it was hurting them in the polls last summer because parents were coming before liberal school boards and speaking the truth about what they were doing? So the FBI created a special counterterrorism category, labeled these parents and started surveilling them, showed up at some of their houses, demanded to know about their guns. These are people who had never threatened violence in any way. They feel comfortable doing this. Well, this has become the reflex go-to for the left, and I am waiting any day for the boot to go through Matt, through Matt's door for doing what he did. Listen to this letter. I mean, the fact that the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Medical Association, and the Children's Hospital Association would think that taking videos off their own website and broadcasting them was a crime. And that is the heart of American journalism. And that it should be pursued criminally is insane. But that's what they wrote in this letter. And this has become the reflex for the left. Have you noticed the left has never complained about the FBI? The left has never suggested defunding the FBI. In fact, the Democrats just gave them $10 billion additional for all their great work last week. Mitch McConnell rubber stamped that, by the way, so the Republicans gave it to him, too. There's just not enough crackdown, apparently, at least not for Mitch in the Senate. He's supposed to be the leader of the Republican Party, but it's hard to tell most days. Here's the letter to the Attorney General from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Medical Association. These coordinated attacks. See if you hear anything in here that's not covered by the First Amendment. These coordinating attacks threaten federally protected rights to health care for patients. No, they do not. No, they don't, unfortunately. Go in there and get your breast hacked off if you want as a 14-year-old. You still do that. Nobody's stopping you. It's speech. These coordinated attacks threaten federally protected rights to health care for patients and their families. The attacks are rooted in an intentional campaign of disinformation. Again, not illegal. Even if they were, they're not. These are the words of the doctors profiting themselves. It's not disinformation, but even if it was, so what? Covered by the First Amendment. Sorry, I hate to break that to you. The attacks are rooted in an intentional campaign of disinformation where a few high-profile users on social media share false and misleading information targeting individual physicians, their own words, and hospitals, resulting in a rapid escalation of threats, harassment, and disruption of care across multiple jurisdictions. Our organizations have called on technology companies to do more to prevent this practice on digital platforms. And we now urge your office, talking about the Department of Justice, the federal prosecutors, we now urge your office to take swift action to investigate and prosecute all organizations, individuals, and entities responsible. Wow. I mean, if someone's making a threat, yeah, absolutely. Prosecute them. You can't do that. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about, well, if you post a video criticizing us, we're going to put the boot through your door. Just wait for it, folks. It's coming. It's coming. So their argument is, well, if they play us in our own words, it makes some crazy people mad. Those crazy people might attack us. They haven't yet, but they're threatening to. So we need not the crazy people, not the ones making the threats, not the ones actually breaking the law, but the people telling the truth on social media. We're gonna go ahead and need to have them prosecuted. And look, we know how the left operates here. These cases don't hold up in court. It doesn't matter. They do the pre-dawn raid. They call in CNN or your local news. They film the whole thing, goes up on the internet forever. They don't prosecute you because they can't. They got nothing. Doesn't matter. You're never getting a job again. Well, we'd like to hire you, but the FBI raided your home. Yeah, I know. I was never prosecuted. Doesn't matter. Ask Matt Gaetz. Do you see what they did to him? The congressman? The Department of Injustice leaked that they were investigating him, along with the FBI, for trafficking in underage minors. In other words, taking them across state lines, trafficking. You know what Hunter Biden did. But nobody cares. So, Russians, by the way, and Ukrainians. Likes those Ukrainian babes. Anyway, they accused him of that, leaked that to the New York Times, the Washington Post. It was reported as fact that he had done it. It went on for 2 years. They just closed the investigation. See how this works? Open the investigation. There's nothing there. Leak it. Destroy him. Let it go for 2 years and close it. No charges. Reputation absolutely. It's a wonder he's still in Congress. Thank God he is. Do you know when they opened this investigation, what it corresponded with? He was out there asking pointed questions very loudly about the 2020 election. And they didn't like that. So this is essentially what they're asking them to do. Go ahead and open a kiddie porn investigation into Matt Walsh. Well, but we can't find any kiddie porn. So let's open it and leak it. Put the boot through his door. And then 2 years later, when he's destroyed, go, oopsie. Sorry. Nothing here. It's the new playbook. It's what they're asking for.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Folks, what people don't understand, follow what's going on right now. What people don't understand is the attack on Nord's pipelines is an attack on Germany. Everybody's getting this wrong. It's not an attack on Russia, although it's part of it. I talked a little bit about this yesterday, and I want to explain it. Let's go back to the beginning. I pointed this out at the time because the news was not reported correctly in the United States of America about Germany. Germany was reported as having sanctioned Russia, right? They're mad about Ukraine. Germany didn't sanction Russia. What Germany said was, we'll study sanctioning Russia. We will temporarily halt some of the purchases that we need to keep our factories running. We said, well, we study. But, you know, it's going to depend on what we find. That was the actual wording of it, what they actually said. It was Germany didn't want to do this. They had spent so much money on the Nord. The Nords, actually. There's a lot of German money in there. People don't know that. Germany paid a lot of the cost to build those, particularly one of them. They need natural gas. Okay. I want you to understand, if it's always seemed confusing, a little murky to you, why we get involved in these foreign wars, it's actually super simple. There's one thing you can say to guarantee that your regime or you will be overthrown, assassinated, or both. And that is this. I'm not going to buy or sell energy anymore for dollars. That will get you killed if you are not a first world nation. They've been doing this for 50 years. Why? Because if you stop selling or buying your energy resources in dollars and use your own currency or some other currency, guess what? Dollar crashes. Congress loses its printing press. This is why we went to Iraq. It's why we overthrew the government of Egypt. They did the same thing. They said they weren't going to do it anymore. We overthrew them. We called it the Arab Spring. And the Arab Spring ever seems strange to you? Like, why do we care about overthrowing these governments? Because of that. Who else said they were going to sell their considerable oil supplies in their own currency and not for dollars? Iraq. We surrounded them, sanctioned them, and then threw Saddam Hussein out of office. In the process, killing or displacing the largest single Christian population on earth since the time of Jesus. We absolutely destroyed that country, killed over 100,000 of them. Saddam wasn't a good guy, but he died for currency. We did the same in Libya. That's a threat. Muammar Gaddafi was arguably one of our best allies in the war on terror, praised by the Bush White House. We killed him and put ISIS and al-Qaeda in charge of his country and then never spoke of it again. The media blacked it out. It's terrible what's going on there. Again, what did they do? Gaddafi said he was going to return to a gold standard and start selling and buying energy in something other than dollars. Yeah, that's a death sentence. Now, Vladimir Putin has promised to do the same thing on a global scale, a much bigger scale. He's leading the charge of the BRICS countries. And who was about to give into this seduction? Germany. Because that's what the deal was. Remember what the deal is with Putin? Remember what all this started over? What was Putin's demand? I made much of it at the time because it was a big deal. It was an absolute attack on our currency and our total economic system by the BRICS countries. Russia was leading it, yes, but BRICS is China, India, and all of those. What did he offer to Germany and other European countries? Well, I'll sell you gas. Got to pay in rubles, though. Then he came back a week later and went, well, for some of you, I might consider selling you natural gas or oil, whatever you need, in your own currency. I might do that. It wasn't clear which one of those deals Germany was going to get. But Germany lately has been waffling. Saying, well, you know, we've been studying this. Not a good deal. In fact, these sanctions are making Russia richer. They're making us poor. It looks like we're going to have to idle some of our factories. The German industrials were freaking out because Germany is a major manufacturing hub, the manufacturing hub of Europe. And their factory's going to have to shut down. They're going to be in the dark. I mean, folks, the month of August, the most Google word in German was the word for firewood. People weren't putting up with it. They were cracking. They're not on our side. And they were saying, no, forget it. End it. Turn the Nord on. We'll pay. We'll pay in our money. We'll pay in the euros. We'll pay whatever we're going to pay it. Paying rubles, we'll do it. We freaked. We blew up the pipeline. Or we got proxies to do it. Where are they going to have to buy natural gas from now? Us? And what? Dollars. Printing pest stays secure. Folks, Republican administrations have killed for this. Our CAA's killed for this. We've overthrown many regimes for it. It was the whole purpose of the Arab Spring. We wanted to put radical jihadist governments in place that would, as a condition of us putting them in place and letting them terrorize the people, would buy energy for dollars. That's what this is about. This is a currency war. You can't understand it any other way. It's really that simple. The only person telling us about this, honestly, is retired Army Colonel Doug McGregor. I played a little of his audio yesterday. The first myth he wanted to shatter is that the rest of the world is with us on this. They are not.
The destruction of the pipeline was clearly not executed by Russia. No one believes that. In fact, the German population has been polled and overwhelmingly is opposed to the notion of any war with Russia and dismisses out of hand the notion that the Russians are responsible for the pipeline.
Yeah, of course so, because they were about to renege on the sanctions. Good for them. Buy your energy in whatever currency you want. It's your business, not ours. It's a stupid economic system. Here's Colonel Doug McGregor on the reality outside of America.
But other than Poland, no one in NATO is interested in going to war with Russia. If we persist on this line, we will see NATO dissolve and fragment. No one wants to go to war with Russia other than the Poles and a few people in Washington, D.C.
Well, that will be the key. That will be the key, whether or not, if the world will not follow the Poland into war with Russia, will, in fact, the leaders of the United States of America push the world into war?
They're trying. That's what we do. The only hope we have was provoking a war in Ukraine, which we did on purpose. We've been working on it since 2014, since we overthrew their government, in hopes of draining Putin and getting the people to push him out of power so we can install a puppet government that will then go back to buying and selling all energy and dollars. In fact, if Vladimir Putin came out today and said, you know what, I changed my mind. I'm going to, you know, if you let me back on the world market, I'm going to, you know, mandate that all of our energy be sold for dollars. You got to change the dollar to buy it to artificially inflate its value so that the Congress can go on printing. They'd leave him alone. It would all end. But he won't. He won't do it. Here's Colonel Doug McGregor.
I think three things are what we're dealing with right now. First of all, Putin has decided that no one in Washington will negotiate with him, and he knows that Washington is ultimately in control. And so he's decided that in response, he's got to escalate the military operation. People aren't aware of it in the West, but the Russian forces in Ukraine have always been outnumbered from the day they entered Ukraine. That's going to change rather dramatically, and I suspect the bombers that she referred to, who carry both conventional or nuclear weapons, will have conventional arms, and those bombers are probably going to be used in the escalation that we're about to witness in Ukraine. And I think he's going to settle this dispute in Ukraine on terms that are acceptable to Russia that we may not like.
People don't understand this. Our elites are serious about a war with Russia. They want it badly, and they don't care if we get hit in a nuclear strike. They don't care. We have, if you wonder why Vladimir Putin is screaming like a cornered animal, it's because he's cornered like an animal. We have escalated our troops in Europe from 65,000 to 100,000 since February. We moved them off the bases where they're normally standard, staying, activated them, and put them in the country surrounding Ukraine along with equipment. They're part of a 300,000-strong NATO army. And Germany just looked at all that and went, you know what, we don't know. This doesn't make sense. And the pipeline blew up. Billions of German dollars. Pipeline blew up. It's what we've always done. It's a warning. Don't you dare. Don't you dare buy or sell energy in anything but dollars. It's our playbook. Has been for 50 years. We will kill for the printing press. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Trump offered to negotiate with Russia. He understands that nuclear war benefits no one. You are right. They want their printing press and globalist agenda, not caring who gets killed in the process. They will just retreat to their underground bunkers and come out like cockroaches after the plume settles. But no, we are being prepared for a potential nuclear strike. And look, they know that's an outcome, according to Putin, the way that they are. We have no strategic interest in Ukraine. But we do have a strategic interest in fighting Russia. And I want to do it. I'm not pro-Russian. I want to do it. I want to go to war with the BRICS countries, economically. The only moral way to do it. And the way to do that, you want to hurt Putin? Take off Biden's 70 regulations on oil, let it drop. Shore up the dollar. Let's not kid ourselves. Yes, it's strong right now, but that's because the other currencies are so weak that they're on the verge of collapse. And then announce that Congress isn't going to print anymore and that investors can feel safe trading in the dollar, that they should. But that would mean not using the printing press and not looting the Treasury, and so the Democrats will never go for that, and most of the Republicans won't either. That's how you fight Putin. And then you do a devastating thing. You drop the sanctions on Russia. That's the thing he fears the most. You know why? You do all those things. You take Biden's 70 regulations that he put on to take those 1.5 million barrels off the oil. Price of oil is going to plummet. And Putin's going to be in a world of hurt. We won't do any of those things. We'd rather blow up pipelines so our German friends can't buy gas in rubles or euros. They have to buy it in the dollar from us. It's who we are now. Terrorist nation. I'm telling you, but this is not going to end well for us long term in the world. We are going to end up isolated.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.